Chapter 18, Newspaper Publicity. Publishing Discourses. The truth presented by the living preacher should be published in as compact a form as possible and circulated widely. As far as practicable, let the important discourses given at our camp meetings be published in the newspapers. Thus, the truth which was placed before a limited number may find access to many minds. And where the truth has been misrepresented, the people will have an opportunity of knowing just what the minister said. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 37, 1900. Awaken souls through the press. There are many who desire to know the truth. The angels of heaven are moving upon human minds to arouse investigation in the themes of the Bible. A far greater work will be done than has yet been done, and none of the glory of it will flow to men, for angels that minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation are working night and day. All who will be saved must cooperate with the agencies of heaven to arouse the inhabitants of the earth to the solemn truths for this time. The third angel's message means far more than we take it to mean. We should search to find out all that is possible concerning this solemn message. The earth is to be lightened with its glory. The angels of God will even now go through our land to arouse the minds of the people if we will cooperate with them. But sad indeed is the fact that we are far behind the providences of God, and the work that ought to be done to send the rays of truth to those who sit in darkness is undone. Men will misrepresent the doctrines we believe and teach as Bible truth, and it is necessary that wise plans should be laid to secure the privilege of inserting articles into the secular papers, for this will be a means of awakening souls to see the truth. God will raise up men who will be qualified to sow beside all waters. God has given great light upon important truths, and it must come to the world. Letter 1, 1875.